as we have gone through that last week, we are diving into another section here of our teaching, Jesus, our example. And it has been so effective. But tonight's one, I'm so excited. I'm so jacked up about it because you're going to find out, how important this segment is. This one is called The Holy Spirit and Its Gifts. Same as the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and its gifts. And we've talked about the gifts in the scripture. We've talked about the gifts of the Spirit. We talked about the ministry gifts, but one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit is listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It is the gift of healing. And obviously we have talked so much about being healed from the inside out. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the gift of healing. It is referred to as the gift because many of the gifts flows and operate together as we minister healing to the sick. So not only does the gift of healing flows, but the gift of faith, the gift of miracle. So when we're praying for somebody, those gifts synchronizes our works well together. So how important is the gift of the Holy Spirit? And why in the world is it even called the gift? Why in the world is it even called, the gift of the Spirit? Number one, it is given to us by the Spirit. And the same giver is the gift. The same giver is the gift. That is why the scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's why the scripture says that, and the same Word became flesh and dwell among us. And is the same Word that now lives within us. So that is why it's important for us to understand the importance of the gift. The gift of healing is manifested as the Holy Spirit ministered his healing power through Spirit-filled believers. See, they are gifts, not ours. They are his gifts, not ours. And that is why we talk about them. They are the gifts of the Spirit. Of. The word of means that God gives us what's his to operate with it. And we are just the vessels. He uses us as the vessels to deliver the gift to those in need. So maybe the question is, how is it given to me that I'm supposed to deliver it? Jesus, our example. Jesus Christ being the one that carried the gift, came and dwell among us, and then walk on the earth. And the scripture says how the Holy Spirit came up on him as of a dove. In other words, when the Spirit came upon him, they could see in the Spirit as if it flew upon him. And this is so important for us to not miss that this gift is not just for you and I, but it's a gift for each and every person whom we come in contact with. That is why we are the vessel to carry such gift. Let's talk about the gifts again. The gift of healing. Somebody needs to be healed. So we are a vessel that transport this miracle, this gift. The gift of miracle. How many people needs a miracle? How many people can use a miracle? we are vessels to carry a miracle. The gift of faith. That is why we speak into individuals' life. And we help them and we build their faith. Because we are the vessels that brings hope to the hopeless. Faith to the faithless. Glory be to God. And healing to the sick. Glory be to God. Are we getting somewhere with this tonight? So, the Holy Spirit, even as the Father and Son, desires intimate communion with each other, with each believer. I want to show you this in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. It says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The importance of having the Holy Spirit in our life, the scripture emphasizes that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, and I want you to remember the scripture. If you can write it down, if you can find it in your scripture, if you can hold on to it, I want you to remember those two words, love and God. I want you to remember that. Keep that in mind because we're going to get back to this in just a moment. You're going to hear it again. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. With you all. Amen. This is a scripture that Paul spoke. And he said, it shall be with you. We need the Holy Spirit. See, Paul refers to the communion of the Holy Spirit. Communion is the Greek word. It's a Greek word that's used. It's pronounced as or spelled K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, koinonia. Now, in the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit is referred to as Helper in four separate passages. So I'm going to give you about three different dimensions where the Holy Spirit is called something else. Number one, it emphasizes that Paul referred to it as the communion of the Holy Spirit. So that means we will commune with it. In the Gospel of John, it is referred to as the helper, in four separate passages, and then it is used again as the comforter. The King James Version uses it as the comforter. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit and its gift, or the gift of the Holy Spirit that is used several times, but different phases or different words to describe the Holy Spirit. But the original Greek word is prakletos. Which means called to one side. Amen? It means to call to one side. It suggests the adaptability to give aid as intercessor or counselor. It means to give aid as an intercessor or counselor. So the word commune, or the word comforter, it means to give support. It means to be what you cannot be. The word emphasizes that you can't do things on your own. So as we talk about the King James Version using it as our comforter, and the Gospel of John uses it as our helper, and Paul emphasizing it as how important it is for us to commune with it, the Holy Spirit has been called to our side as our helper to walk with us, to commune with us in an intimate fellowship. Because if without the Holy Spirit, we have no communication with God. We have no connection with God. We have no balance. In fact, without the Holy Spirit, any person is absolute mute. Without the Holy Spirit, anyone has no life. Without the Holy Spirit, we are Dumb George. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't know where to go, what to do, and how to go about it. That is why it's called our comforter. When you are hurting, discouraged, and in a pain, the comforter will come. When we are in trouble and we are at a place where we are not able to do everything or get it done the way we want it to get done, he's called our helper. Scripture says, my help comes from the Lord. How is it possible? Because the Holy Spirit comes and takes a place, become our counselor, our intercessor. And I'm going to use the word intercessor because the scripture also emphasized that being an intercessor, when we pray, it is not us that prays, but God or the Spirit, that intercedes on our behalf or intercedes through us. So the Holy Spirit, here's something that Jesus did. Number one, the Holy Spirit has been called to our side as an helper. Number two, Jesus surprised his disciples when he said it was their advantage that he go away. How can it be an advantage? I would at this point call Jesus the bridegroom. Because at one point in the scripture he said, why should you pray or believe for something when the bridegroom is here? So Jesus said to them, you know what? It is to your advantage that I go away. How is it possible, Jesus on earth, everything you need, everything we'll ever need, but yet he says, it is to your advantage that I go. I'll tell you why he said that. By him leaving, he knew that, because by him being on earth, he can only be at one place at one time. People would send to call him and he would go certain places, and some places he couldn't go. Some places he would pray for them. He would anoint them. He would give them handkerchief. He would release them to go and things will happen. But Jesus said, it is to your advantage that I go. See, by this statement that he made, he made it clear that we are of value. He made it clear that we are treasures. He made it clear that he wants to go so his comforter can come. Glory be to God. Jesus, our example. So he knew that if he would stay, we would not so appreciate the intimate presence of the Holy Spirit. But if he would go, then we would so appreciate him being there when we need him. We would so much appreciate him being there because the comforter, he said, it is better for me to go because I am going to come again. And I'm going to teach you some stuff. I'm going to be a helper to you. So, watch this. John chapter 16 and verse 7. Jesus says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. That's again John chapter 16 and verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, listen to this. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Jesus said, if I stay with you, there ain't going to be no helper. You're going to be calling for help. The same thing I'm saying to you. You're going to be calling for help just like they were doing while Jesus was on earth. You're going to be calling for help and Jesus just can't come. The reason why the woman with the issue of blood, which worked out to be a great advantage, the reason why she had to press so hard is because Jesus was on earth. But now that the Comforter had come, the Comforter is present. We don't have to press through a crowd to obtain our miracle. We don't have to stoop at a curtain to believe for our miracle. We don't have to go to the priest on a regular basis once a year as he would go to God and tell him our problems in order to get our miracle. We're at a place where he left and he sent his comforter, where when we are in trouble and we need help, the comforter is present. So, John made it clear, according to Jesus' words, in John chapter 14 and verse 15, John chapter 14 and verse 26, and John chapter 15 and verse 26, those are three different scriptures, John 14, 15, John 14, 26, John 15, 26, the Holy Spirit would testify of him, teach us all things, and it will bring us, and it will bring all things to our remembrance. Listen to these scriptures, says that he will testify, it will testify of him. The Holy Spirit, let's talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will testify of him. It will teach us all things. It will bring all things to our remembrance. So the things that we are remembering, it's not just us. It's not the me that's remembering these things. The Holy Spirit bring these things back to your remembrance. So the Holy Spirit is our mind. The Holy Spirit is not just our comforter, but it is our mind. It is our thought process. It is everything we can possibly think of. The Holy Spirit brings things back to our remembrance. The world abides with us and would abide with us forever. The Holy Spirit has to stay with us, or I will stay with us if we let it, and it will bring things back to your remembrance. Amen? Even as we treasure our intimate times with fellowship with the Father, we have to understand him being a helper to us is what gives us life. Him being a comforter to us is what makes sense. Him being a counselor to us is what helps us to make the right decision. Him being a teacher and a guide is what we need on a daily basis. And the moment we feel as if we're doing it on our own, the moment we feel like we don't need the Holy Spirit, the moment we don't give the credit of the Holy Spirit for the things we say and the things we do. The Spirit of God led me to do that. The Spirit of God took me to this. The Spirit of God, I took that step of faith because the Spirit says it is mine. The Lord will not lay things upon you that is not for you to do. But the enemy will try to trick your mind and let you do things, or try to get you to do things that is outside of the will of God. But God says, I will guide you. We need his guidance. We need his help. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. The Holy Spirit's power is explosive, awesome, and beyond measure. And if you can experience his power and his anointing, you will know how important the Holy Spirit is in our lives. He is also very gentle. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit as a he, not a thing. He is caring. He is loving. He's a loving person. And the truth is, he can be grieved or quenched by indifferences. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit can be grieved or quenched by certain kind of differences. like disobedience and sin. The Holy Spirit is a person whom we should treat like the Holy Spirit. So let me talk to you about how we should get to know the Holy Spirit and some of the things that the Holy Spirit will actually do. I have seven of them for you tonight. Seven things that the Holy Spirit will actually do in your life. And I want you to get them tonight because we sometimes don't treat the Holy Spirit as a person. We treat the Holy Spirit as a thing. We sometimes just treat the Holy Spirit as another thing. But we have to be reminded that the Holy Spirit is our help. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. When you are in trouble, you need the Holy Spirit to counsel you. When you are depressed, when your mind is gone, you need the Holy Spirit to tell you what to do, where to go, and how to go about it. When you are confused in your mind and you don't know what else next step to take, you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. Number one, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. Because Jesus operated on this earth as a man, he could only be in one place at a time. How much greater it is for us today, because the Holy Spirit and Jesus dwell in each of our lives continually. How much greater is that? Based on John chapter 14. Let's look at verse 16 and 17. John chapter 14. And somebody can find that tonight. And if you'd like to read it. But how much greater is it? Because while he was on the earth, he's just one place at a time. He is here. If he's not on the Mount of Beatitude, if he's on the Mount of Olive, if he's not on the Mount of Olives, he's in the Garden of Eden. If he's not in the Garden of Eden, he's up on the mountain somewhere praying with somebody, causing some miracles to happen. He's up on somewhere dealing with Peter, James, and John, and they're just looking at great miracles, and he can't show it to everybody because he was so busy. But he said, it is to your advantage that I leave, so that the Holy Spirit can come and teach you and guide you and protect you and keep you safe. Somebody read that if you have it. John chapter 14, 16 and 17.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
My Lord. So he's speaking and he said, nobody can see who's talking to you, but you know who is talking to you. Nobody can see who is counseling you, but you know who is counseling you. Oh, you are in trouble and everybody feels as if you have no help, but nobody can see that you are getting help, but glory be to God. You can see and you know where your help comes from. See, nobody understands where your miracle is coming from, but they have to understand that you will understand that your miracle is from the Lord. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. The Holy Spirit lives in us. That's the first thing the Holy Spirit does. If we can understand how important it is for the Holy Spirit, a person, to dwell within you. Well, how can a person dwell in you? Yes, a person that has to dwell in you, which is the Holy Spirit, unseen, not able to see. So I don't walk on my own. I don't talk on my own. I don't make decisions on my own. Yes, I'm making wise decisions because the Holy Spirit is guiding me. He is my counselor. He is my bank keeper. He is my banker. He is my, come on. Is there anything he is to you? The songwriter says, he is my rock, my shield and hiding place. He is my everything. He said, closer than my brother, Jesus is to me. That sounds crazy, but it's for real. He's closer. And how is he closer? Because he dwells in us. The second thing that the Holy Spirit does. So I'm teaching you seven things it's important for you to get to know the Holy Spirit or get to know Him. Because number one, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Number two, the Holy Spirit teaches us. Somebody shout, He's my teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 13. The Holy Spirit is my teacher. I'll read that one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. It's the Holy Spirit who will give us the words to say in times of crisis. Somebody can find Luke chapter 12 and verse 11 and 12. Luke chapter 12 and verse 11 and 12. But don't you forget, it is the Holy Spirit who will give us what to say. Somebody better understand what I'm saying. I said it's the Holy Spirit who will give you what to say when you're confronted by somebody, when you're confronted by a council, when you're confronted by the government, when you're confronted by a jury, when you're confronted by the judge or the lawyer, when you are questioned or when you are in trouble, it is whom the Holy Spirit will give you what to say in order to keep you. That is why Peter and John, that is why Paul, when they got him locked up, when they threw him in jail, when they got John, when they got Stephen, when they just knew that the Holy Spirit will speak on their behalf. And they knew that they weren't doing this thing on their own. That is why Peter spoke with so much boldness, because this wasn't Peter. This wasn't the normal Peter that got scared and hid himself and run away and hide from all kind of trouble. This wasn't the same Peter that didn't want to get in trouble and people were laughing at him. It was a different kind of Peter. When the Holy Spirit comes upon him and fill him, it was a different kind of Peter that was afraid to preach. It was a different kind of Peter that was walking and didn't even know how to walk on the water. He was sinking because he had a doubtful mind. But God allowed his Holy Spirit to come upon him and made a difference in his life. So therefore, he was bold about things. Why? Because the Holy Spirit teaches him. Luke 12, 11 and 12. Hallelujah. Who's got it? When they bring you to the synagogues, in other words, don't worry. When they bring you to the madras, when they bring you to the magistrates, excuse me, and the synagogues, it said, take no thought. I like that terminology, take no thought, which means simply, don't worry. Go ahead. The Holy Spirit, when you're in a position, I know I might be speaking to somebody that's watching now. You may be in a situation where you don't know what to do, and you are in front of a council and you don't know what to say. I hear the Holy Spirit says through His Word, don't worry. Don't worry about what to say, how to say. But God, the Holy Spirit, will teach you in every hour, in that very hour, excuse me, what you should say. Take no thought. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. Number one, the Holy Spirit teaches us. Number two. Number three, the Holy Spirit gives you power. The Holy Spirit gives you power. Now, the power we are to operate in is that of the Holy Spirit and not of our own. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 emphasizes this kind of power. But ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. How important is the Holy Spirit. How important is the Holy Spirit? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So, the power we are to operate in is that which, not of ourself, but of the power of God, of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes there are things in our lives that really pushes us to take things into our own hands. Sometimes there are things in our lives that pushes us and let us feel powerless. But we know we are powerful with the Holy Spirit, powerless within ourselves. So let the Holy Spirit does it. So great scriptures. I'm going to go through these quickly for you. Now, so that's number four. Number four now. So we went through three. Number four, we're talking about seven things that the Holy Spirit will really do for you. It will give you boldness. The Holy Spirit will give you boldness. The Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 3, it says, "And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." The Holy Spirit emphasizes Acts chapter 4 and verse 3, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." So we may not be bold. I'm telling you, man, how important is this Holy Spirit in your life? You need to be bold. You need boldness in your life. And the Holy Spirit will cause you to speak boldly. That's how you used to be shy about some things, but the Holy Spirit will get you bold enough. You used to not even want to speak in public. The Holy Spirit will motivate you. You used to not want to say certain things, but the Holy Spirit will motivate you. He did it to the disciples, our apostles. Number five, what the Holy Spirit will do for you. The Holy Spirit gives guidance in a place in your life where you don't know how to go about a thing. The Holy Spirit says, "I will guide you. I will guide you. I will show you what to do. I will help you. I will motivate you. I will make sure you are taking the turns that you need to take." I mean, some amazing scripture shows you guidance, and you can write these down. I'm just going to refer them right now. Luke chapter 2 and verse 26, "And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit." Revealed means it helps guide us. That's Luke chapter 2 and verse 26. Then Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, "Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit." Therefore, the Holy Spirit will guide you into the right direction, where you need to go, when you need to go. Why? Because there are times we will make turns that is not supported by the will of God, and we get in trouble. But if you have the Holy Spirit in your life, God will guide you and protect you. Can I tell you, there's a lot of times you could have been in so much trouble, but just because the Holy Spirit is in your life, He kept you from going into that situation. So many times we could have been in an accident, seen and unseen, but God guided you out of that direction. So many times something could have completely killed you, but God kept you and guided you and caused you not to be in that place at that time. So many people right now are thanking God for not being a particular plane or a particular building or a particular position, because God guided them because of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 13 verse 4, "So being sent out by the Holy Spirit," that's guiding. Acts chapter 16 and verse 6, "They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit." You hear what I'm saying to you? When the Holy Spirit is in your life, there are places you would want to go and you just can't go because the Holy Spirit will not let you. There are certain things you would want to do, but because the Holy Spirit is present in your life, you just cannot do it because God needs you on the earth. So the Holy Spirit gives us guidance. Number six, the Holy Spirit gives love. This is my favorite one. Somebody shout, "God is love." The Holy Spirit gives love. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes the love of God real to us. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes real love real. How can you love someone when you don't have it to give? So that is why the Holy Spirit in your life will bring love in your life. Because God is love, and He is foundation of love. And love cannot escape from the Holy Spirit. Love remains in the Holy Spirit. So God is love. And when the Holy Spirit is in your life, you have no choice but to love. Love in spite of. Love in the midst of. Unconditional love. Love that the scripture talks about. It's not boastful. Can I talk to somebody tonight? So Romans chapter 5 and verse 5, it says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts, listen to this, by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Who was given to us. So let me repeat that one more time. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out to our hearts, in our hearts, by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So real love is found in the Holy Spirit. You ever wonder why some people just can't love you? It's because either they have not received the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit is not residing within them, or they never gave God a chance into their life. Don't come on. By their fruits you shall know them. Don't be hateful toward them. Don't make them bring you into their category. Don't let them make you feel like you are nothing. Listen, you know you are something. Just keep loving. Just keep loving. Just keep loving. Just tell somebody right now, keep on loving. Keep on loving. You're online. Just type it. Say, keep loving. Keep loving. Keep loving. Keep loving. Because love is found in Jesus. Love is found in the Spirit. And if the Spirit of God is in your life, if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if the Spirit of God is in your life, you will love, you will love. You will love like there is no tomorrow. You will love in spite of. You will love them that hurt you. You will love them that despitefully use you. You will love in spite of. Because of the model of what the scripture says about love. Finally, number 7, what the Holy Spirit brings to the table. It brings righteousness, peace, and joy. It brings righteousness, peace, and joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have righteousness, peace, and joy. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteousness, peace, listen to this, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, this is what it brings to the table. It brings righteous, it brings peace, and it brings joy. So you will know when the Holy Spirit resides in somebody's life. It's when they can see past some things. It's when they will do things that people least expect. It's when we will look past some of the hurt and the disappointment. Is when you can say, yes, Lord, I know I still got to love him. I know I still got to forgive him. I know I still, because the Holy Spirit has released a gift in your life. We are a vessel. We are a vessel. We are a vessel. We carry what God says to carry. We carry the ministry of healing. We carry the ministry of miracle. We carry the ministry of faith. And in order for us to carry these things, in order for us to carry or transport these things, that I'm telling you, we've got to give way for God to work in our life. We've got to give way for the Holy Spirit to take root in our life. We've got to give way for the Holy Spirit to live in us. Because if we allow the Holy Spirit to take full course in our life, I'm telling you, we will love more people, we'll bless more people, we'll forgive more people, we'll do better with people. My God, you can get along with people because we say, Holy Spirit, I am just a vessel. Lord God, cleanse me, use me. Oh God, reside in me, make me what you want me to be. Father, I am available to you. If God will be everything to you and you just want to be used by God, Lord, just love me so I can love others. Holy Spirit, come in me so I can bless others. Holy Spirit, live in me so you can guide me, protect me, show me, teach me, be everything to me. If God is in your life, if the Spirit of God is living on the inside of you, I'm talking to somebody right now. I said you can let some things go. You can bless those who curse you. You can give to those who despitefully use you. You can raise those up. And oh my God, you can release some things. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in your life. The Holy Spirit is whom work, not us. It's not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit. I've been teaching about this for a few weeks, and I've been telling you that there's some things in your life. My God, we can pray all we want. We can talk all we want. We can preach all we want. I'm telling you, everybody prays. Buddhists praise. Muslims praise. Everybody, devil prays. But it's the Holy Spirit that has to be present to make a difference in your life. So God's not looking for another prayer warrior. God is looking for somebody that will release the Holy Spirit, will release the power to make an impact in somebody's life. Some of us tonight are in a place where we just can't let certain things go. Some of us are in a place in our lives where things are bothering us tremendously. But if God is God in your life, if you consider yourself a vessel of God, if you consider yourself a vessel of God, then it's easy to say, I release it, Jesus. It's easy to say, I release it, Jesus. It's easy to say, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. It's easy to say, no longer will I allow these things to be in my life, but I want the Holy Spirit to reside so it can teach me, guide me, protect me, keep me, and make me whole again. Hallelujah. So tonight, do you have a request for prayer? Are you saying, yes, Pastor? I realize that the Holy Spirit I haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to take root in my life as I should. Because there are things in my life that needs shifting. There are things in my life that needs adjusting. And I want the Holy Spirit to be present now. I want the Holy Spirit to take root. I want the Holy Spirit to be my guide, to be my all. I want the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Am I talking to somebody? I want the Holy Spirit to be everything to me. My teacher, my protector. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for these things that we are learning tonight that the Holy Spirit brings to us. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, teach us, gives us power, he gives boldness to guide us, to give love, and to bring righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for showing us and revealing to us the things that will build us and keep us safe in your arms. What don't need to be in us, I ask you now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to remove it, so that our hearts and our minds will be steadfast on you, will be right with you. Forgive us, O God, of any sin we have committed, so that our life could be even with yours and in your requirement for our walk. We bless you now. Those who, O God, are desiring, Lord God, a walk through with your hope and your encouragement, let it happen now. Let it happen now. Let your anointing, let your spirit break yokes of bondage. Let healing come to the sick. Let faith comes to the faithless. Hope comes to the hopeless now. I speak these things with your authority in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people shout amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope you were blessed by the word. Thank you for coming in, those of you here at Beulah Worship Center. We appreciate you.